Welcome to the Sports Fathers, episode number 6, recorded on Friday, the 23rd of November, 2012. The Grey Cup is almost here. Today, Father Travis and I give you a sort of mini-episode as we talk about the Vanier Cup, the Saskatoon Hilltops, the Prince Albert Raiders, and, oh yeah, the CFL playoffs and the Grey Cup. Hello and welcome to the Sports Fathers, episode number 6. I'm Father Darryl Millett, a priest in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Saskatoon in the sprawling metropolis of Watson, Saskatchewan. And joining me today is Father Travis Mierheim in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. Hello, Father Travis.
Good evening. And I just wanted to say that Prince Albert is sprawling and more so than Watson.
Oh, okay then. Well, we have a bit of a confession to make. This is actually our second attempt at recording episode 6. Earlier this week, Father Travis and I had recorded, or at least tried to record, what we thought was an awesome, awesome show that will never see the light of day because something got messed up and it didn't record properly.
It was actually an amazing episode because Father Darryl got recorded, and so that's all you really needed to hear.
It's a great conversation when you only hear one person, isn't it?
Yeah, usually that's how we work these things, but sometimes, occasionally, people like to hear somebody other than themselves.
Whatever. So, well, today we are recording very late on Friday evening because we were watching most of the Vanier Cup.
Woot, woot.
This year was an incredible rematch of the McMaster Marauders against Laval. And last year's game also featured the same two teams on the Friday before the Grey Cup. This is Canadian college football, if people aren't aware. The annual championship is called the Vanier Cup, and it's now played on the Friday just before the Grey Cup in the Grey Cup City. So last year's game was, quite frankly, one of the most entertaining football games I have ever seen of any level whatsoever. McMaster won that game in double overtime. They were ahead by something like 23 points after the first half. Laval came back and tied it up, went to overtime, went to double overtime. McMaster pulled out the win. And so today was the next edition of the Vanier Cup, the 2012 edition. And McMaster didn't do so well, at least in the second half. And Laval has won the Vanier Cup just as of about an hour ago.
Yeah, it was intense. It was a great score. It was a great game.
37-14. But McMaster was actually ahead at the half. So Laval just turned it on in the second half. So good for them. And congratulations. And I've also got to give a shout out to another football team, this time in Saskatoon, that did something very amazing a few weeks ago. The Saskatoon Hilltops of the Canadian Junior Football League three-peated, third year in a row that they came out with the Canadian Junior Football Championship. So a huge congratulations to the Saskatoon Hilltops, defeating the Langley Rams by a close score, 23-21. So that's an amazing achievement. Three-peat. You don't see that very often in any sport, let alone football.
Oh, that's excellent. And you said you got like a Twitter even mention?
I had a few people involved with the team or who follow the team tweeting me. So thanks everyone who tweeted me to let me know that this was happening. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you who were playing and all of you who were following the team. That's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a good good league, good team, good bunch of games.
For sure. Then, last weekend, there were a couple of games in another league.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think there was games, but I guess we can talk about it anyway.
I suppose so. The Eastern Final in the Canadian Football League. The Toronto Argonauts defeated the Montreal Alouettes 27-20.
Congratulations, Ricky Ray.
Yeah. You know, it's probably a bad thing for me to say this, but given how Montreal defeated the Rough Riders and a couple of Grey Cups recently, I don't really shed tears to see them lose.
Yeah, for sure.
Given that, of course, we're Rough Rider fans and everything. But the Montreal actually came out to a huge start in that game, though. They recovered a fumble very early in the game on a bad handoff. They stuffed Jarius Jackson on a 3rd-and-1 gamble and had forced a turnover on downs. They had some incredible running that resulted in touchdown. They stuffed Toronto on the 1-yard line after 3 tries. You know, they came out to a huge start and ended up with a 17-10 lead into the half. But then in the third quarter, the Chad Owens, Chad Cackert, Ricky Ray show turned on. Chad Owens ended up with 207 yards receiving and the offensive player of the week. Chad Cackert had 139 yards rushing. Ricky Ray was an incredible 28-37 for 399 yards passing. I mean, he is something special. He was absolutely on fire that game.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to translate into anything beyond the game.
Yeah? You're talking about Grey Cup?
I'm talking about Grey Cup.
Oh, boy, I guess we'll see. Well, we'll get into that shortly. For his part, Anthony Calvillo had an unusual couple of interceptions, including in the dying stages of the game. He did throw for 303 yards, but no touchdown passes thrown. Marcus Ball for the Toronto Argonauts caught both of the interceptions, had 5 tackles, so he got the defensive player of the week. And Montreal with 47 seconds left, 3rd-and-10 on the Toronto 30-yard line. Calvillo to Bratton in the end zone, and he drops it. Game over. So it went right down to the wire. Very entertaining finish to that game.
Yeah, it was an amazing game. It was really good. Lots of fun to watch. And my pick was Montreal, so I'm just surprised.
Yeah, I think I did pick Toronto to win that game, didn't I?
Good for you, but I think I've got a boy crush on Anthony Calvillo.
He is something special, no question.
Yeah, so the question is he going to retire this season?
That's a very good question. I remember on every week, the CBC and Leader Post, the Regina Leader Post, had an online chat, and I remember posing that exact question to one of the reporters on that chat. And he kind of tongue-in-cheek said that Anthony Calvillo will probably peak at around age 55 or so.
Oh, nice.
He's probably got a point, because Anthony Calvillo does not look any slower than he did 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's not AC's fault they lost the game.
No. When the defense allows almost 400 yards pass, or 400 yards of offense passing, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Pretty much. So Toronto advances to the Grey Cup at home. And in the West final, Calgary, the Stampeders, won. They beat BC. Color me shocked, 34-29.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm 0-2 for this week's picks.
Yeah. Well, none of us picked Calgary to win. Although, I mean, they were on fire in the last half of the season.
Me, 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 me.
What's that supposed to mean?
All I got is intelligence.
This is what happens when we record this late on a Friday evening, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It means that, like, Calgary should not have won, because sure, they had a few good games at the end of their season, but they're not a good looking team. I didn't think for the whole season.
True. But in the playoffs, they did look good. I mean, they were, I think, a little bit fortunate to pull out a win over Saskatchewan, but give Drew Tate credit. I mean, he threw that last touchdown pass with a broken arm, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that was intense. But I'm okay. And so anyway, they tossed him aside, and Kevin Glenn played the BC game.
Yes, and Kevin Glenn he played amazing.
Yeah, he did. He really did.
And BC's defense, I don't know if they weren't ready to play or what happened, but there were a few huge plays that Calgary did. You know, the McDaniel touchdown, that was. He was just wide open. No one around him. Like the safety went the wrong way or something. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible.
But Paul McCallum did kick 5 field goals. I mean, the only touchdown other than at the very end of the game that BC scored was a pick 6, a defensive touchdown. The rest of the points were field goals until the very last minute of play, when in desperation, the Lions managed to finally actually score an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, but it still shows that their whole game is working together.
Yes, I will agree.
Which is why, unfortunately, I'm still picking Toronto to win the Grey Cup. Because, I mean, even though BC looked like the good team, Calgary was stupid, and they just stupidly won.
So you're picking Toronto to win the Grey Cup. What is your score going to be? Or their score going to be, I should say. You're not playing.
Crap. Their score, not my. Yeah, my score. We're working into that already, and I'm going to look for a high score. So I'm going to say 36 Toronto.
Okay.
Which begs the question, doesn't it? So
you mean the question of what, how many Calgary's going to get?
Yeah.
Oh.
31.
31. Okay. So somewhat of a close game. Couple field goals separating the two.
Yeah, that's
field
all.
Field goal in a rouge. Gotta love the CFL.
Yeah.
Well, the other two priests who are usually on this show but weren't able to be on with us today, Father Andrew, who's in St. Paul, Alberta, he has also chosen Toronto to win, and his score was 32-24. And then Father Jeffrey in Saskatoon also sent his picks along. Calgary 40. So he chose Calgary to win and Toronto 26. And, by giving a 14-point spread, I guess he's assuming Calgary is going to win big.
Okay.
As for myself, I actually tend to also agree that Calgary just might pull this out.
Okay, so we're split half and half here.
We are. But I think it's going to be much closer.
When you think Calgary is going to be split half and... Or no, sorry. When you think Calgary is going to win, what's your score prediction?
I think I'm going to go with 38-35. Field goal. Field goal in the dying seconds. I think we're in for a little bit of a shootout.
So you do know a 3-point spread is still considered a tie with Sports Select, right?
Oh, but we're not playing Sports Select.
We should be.
That would be great. Yeah, no.
And so what's your reasoning for saying it's going to be so close?
It's mainly based on the offenses of both teams. I mean, Calgary's offense in that last game showed that they can really rise to the challenge. Kevin Gledd played amazing, so if he does the same thing, they got a shot, a huge shot. They got Nick Lewis, they got John Cornish, and I've got to admit, I'm not the hugest fans of them, but I'm not picking who I want necessarily to win or anything, just who I think will win. Although traditionally I tend to go for the West team, so I'll probably do that anyway. But Toronto also, of course, has a very potent offense. Ricky Ray, Chad Owens, Chad Kackert, Inman has been playing really well, and so on.
It's going to be a sick Grey Cup. I'm so excited.
And by sick, you mean good.
Amazing. Yeah, that's cool. That's what the kids are calling.
Groovy, as the kids would say.
Yeah, no, the kids didn't say that for the last 20 years.
I think give it a few more than that. I don't think they've said it as long as I've been alive, but anyway.
Yeah. So sick is the new. And so, yeah, I'm very excited. I hear there was actually hockey going on tonight. Like, the PA Raiders were playing.
Oh, in the Western Hockey League.
Yes.
Who were your Prince Albert Raiders playing against?
Crap.
You know I was going to ask that question. Yeah,
but they're on TV tonight.
Really?
Was it in
Prince Albert or no?
Yeah. That was the biggest thing, is that I didn't understand why they were on PA. or PATV, and then I realized, oh, it's because NHL is still not on.
Well, they're on. Oh, they're on like Shaw local cable television. It looks like
they are.
Wow.
Yeah. And then tomorrow, the Raiders are in town, so that's going to be awesome.
Tomorrow,
because we're
in
actually
town?
Doing. Yeah, we're in. Wow. We're in PA tomorrow because it's. I mean, it's actually like we're actually doing decent this season.
Because that's impressive, because tonight I just took a look at WHL.ca and the Prince Albert Raiders are in Brandon against the Wheat Kings.
Yeah, and then we're playing in Brandon tomorrow in Winnipeg.
You mean the PA Raiders?
Yes.
Unless you've changed jobs or something.
And then we're playing in Prince Albert tomorrow.
We're playing. Yeah, playing.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You identify with the team.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. That's a fascinating thing, though. You know, I tend to do that a lot, too. I gotta watch myself when I'm talking on a podcast like this, that I tend to identify with the teams that I like to watch.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
But, you know, it's an interesting thing, isn't it, that we tend to get so into these games that we'll follow the team so closely that when the Riders win, we won. When the Riders lose, we lost.
I think that's an intense podcast episode that we could have about the whole identification of races or teams or players or whatever. And the fact that sometimes people are wrong. Like, I mean, the fact that you're in Saskatoon, you're wrong. Like, I mean, that's all there is to it.
Oh, yeah. It's all, it generates into ad hominem a lot of times, doesn't it? Yeah. That could be an episode we could talk about in the future after the Grey Cup's done, because there won't be any NHL hockey after that anyway. At least not for a while.
And there really isn't a Grey Cup anyway. I mean, like, football season ended a while ago, so. Sigh.
But, you know, this is another reason why I almost always cheer for the Western team, just kind of out of matter. You know, if they defeated our Rough Riders enough that they became the representatives from the West into the Grey Cup, that's usually who I cheer for.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, although there's another reason why. I do kind of want to see Kevin Glenn win his Grey Cup ring. Ricky Ray's already had one. And Kevin Glenn got his team in 2007 into the Grey Cup, but he himself didn't play because he had a broken arm.
And see, I have personal listeners who listen to this podcast because they're Calgary Stampeders fans. And so I just want to shout out to them that I hate Calgary.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at FR Darryl. I'm awesome. I'm choosing the Stamps to win.
And so thank you so much, Father Darryl, for taking your time tonight to record this episode.
Yes. I'm so objective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this has kind of been a mini episode, I suppose. It's just a couple of us. And I think we'll have a lot to talk about after the Grey Cup is over and done with. And then after that is done with, I don't know what else we're going to talk about.
We're going to continue to chat about how the NHL should still happen.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there was some, not movement, but seems to be some growing discontent among certain people involved. There was some players. Ian White was quoted as calling Bettman an idiot, and then he was.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like the back-talking, the back and forth. I don't know. It's nuts.
You know, Don Cherry actually put out an article this morning about that, where he was basically telling the players to stop picking on Gary Bettman, but Gary Bettman's just doing what the owners are telling him to do. When all 30 owners vote to do a lockout, well, I mean, what else is Gary Bettman going to do?
Exactly.
And so he was saying, well, if you don't resort to the name calling and these kind of more petty things, try to be a little more constructive, maybe work with the owners. I don't know. Saying it in ways that only Don Cherry could say it, I suppose. But
exactly. So football's a team. Curling is the winner. NHL sucks. That's in the end.
Sure. No, I can't say that. I like NHL.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks so much for listening to us, though, you guys.
Yes, thank you very much. And we would love to hear what you think about this Grey Cup and who you think is going to win. So go into the show notes at thesportsfathers.com and post your comment. Let us know.
But in reality, I only want to hear if you think Toronto's going to win.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, right. Okay, we're open to all opinions.
Yes. Well, at least I am, if it's if it's ones that agree with me.
And so enjoy the Grey Cup, you guys.
All right. Have a good day, everyone.
Good night.